25.8. EDE 01020820205091, audio. The amount of heat released by engines is astronomical. Under these conditions, I still don't know if the engines should be cantilevered around the circumference of the cylinder. Could this cone, as seen in sketch EDED 104, have another function? Pressurizing part of the propellant in F1 engines is done using a coil that surrounds the nozzles. Essentially, this is combustion preheating. Would it be possible to use a tail cone using this same principle? This cone will undoubtedly be hot because the overhang must be eliminated as much as possible. In some engines, helium is used as a replacement gas in the propellant tanks to eliminate the void left by the drop in liquids. I haven't explored this point further. I don't know at this time if the liquid is heated before being injected into the tanks. However, this cone could serve as a heat incubator and increase engine power. Is it possible or not? This remains to be defined within a research framework. In an environmentally friendly context, reducing the amount of propellant burned for the same payload for orbital launch should be a plus for obtaining space permits. As you've probably guessed, we truly believe in this cone and its use in the space sector. Overall, the power of large diameter rockets should increase with an aerodynamic cone. Finally, the SSV doesn't have a monopoly on orbit launches. Here, I'm also thinking of communications satellites and others requiring launchers. The engine impacts remain to be defined within a research framework. So, are we going to move forward with this SSV project? Coming soon. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This August 2, 2025.